South Korea's soccer team had a disappointing day at the World Cup match. Turkey defeated them 3-2 in South Korea. That means Turkey finishes in third place in the World Cup's overall standings. That's a surprisingly strong showing by a team that hasn't competed there in almost half a century. Tomorrow's final match between Brazil and Germany is expected to reach an audience of 1.5 billion viewers. And one of them will be Eddie Pope, the star defensive player for the U.S. World Cup soccer team. He joins me on the line. Welcome, Eddie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Eddie Pope, before we talk about tomorrow's finals, the U.S. soccer team did a remarkable job advancing to the quarterfinals. 4 years ago, the U.S. team was dead last in the standings. What made the difference this time?
I think that a lot of guys learned from the experience of last time, especially the veterans. I think this team had a lot more camaraderie. Our spirit was better. The guys who weren't playing had good attitudes, and the coaches did good as well. So we were excited to have done so good.
Do you think World Cup soccer play has changed in any way with the U.S. team performance? What about the performance of South Korea and Turkey?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like now a lot of the athletic teams are knocking down the giants. And I don't know if that says a lot for the future of soccer, but that's certainly one of the things that the American team is good at. We're extremely athletic, and, you know, we were able to beat maybe some of the more crafty teams.
Do you think it was surprising to see France, England, Italy eliminated so early?
Exactly. I mean, those the big powerhouses kind of went out early, and they went out to some teams, like I said, that were extremely athletic teams who had some skill as well. But that was probably a lot of those teams' biggest asset. And like you said, it was surprising that some of the giants fell so quickly.
After the U.S. women's soccer team beat China in the summer of 1999, young girls got even more excited about soccer, and a lot more of them turned out for youth league teams. Do you think the strong men's performance will have the same effect on American boys?
I hope so. I hope it has an effect on all kids. You know, we hope that boys and girls are watching us and or did watch us. You know, hopefully that translates to more kids playing soccer, translates to more people coming to the stadiums to watch the MLS soccer games. Those are really the important things.
Now, you actually help run a youth soccer league where you in your hometown, don't you?
Yeah, I have an inner-city program. It basically gives kids in the inner city the opportunity to play soccer who obviously otherwise they wouldn't. Soccer can be an expensive sport, so I thought that it was only fair to maybe expose soccer to a lot of different kids. And, you know, Adidas helps with my equipment, so the kids don't have to pay for equipment. They get their uniforms for free, and they just go out and have fun and play.
And your hometown is?
In High Point, North Carolina, and I have some kids in New Bern, North Carolina, and I have some kids in Washington, D.C.
Where will you be watching tomorrow's World Cup final match?
I'm actually down in Duck, North Carolina, at the beach, so I'll be checking it out there.
And who are you rooting for?
I have to say I'm going to have to go for Brazil, although if Germany does win, it kind of validates our loss earlier, so we can say that we lost to the champions. But I don't know. I think Brazil is going to win.
Eddie, what are you going to take from your own World Cup experience?
Maybe just, you know, one of my teammates just said, go with your instincts. And oftentimes, you know, a lot of players, we think too much, and you have the 60,000 people, and you're kind of second-guessing yourself left and right. And, you know, just to go with your instincts, that's kind of what I would take from it. And as simple as it sounds, I think you can apply it to everything that you do. Usually your first instincts are right.
Eddie Pope is the star defensive player for the 2002 U.S. World Cup soccer team, and he's also a player with D.C. United. Eddie, thank you so much.
Thank you.